Okay, today's daf Nun, the 50th daf of, or the 49th, called Nun, of Baba Metzia, Perek Hazav. Today's daf is not easy at all. We're on the bottom of Nun, Mem Tes and Beis by Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, a few lines from the bottom. And then we'll get to the sugya today. It's one sugya that starts on Amud Aleph and ends on Amud Beis. But first we have to do a few more lines. Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. We have a brisa that supports Shmuel in a machlokas that we have a very difficult time understanding what the machlokas is about. Whether money is the factor, whether the price of the mekach is the factor when determining onah, or even the money. So we're going to have a brisa that's going to say that Shmuel's correct, that even the money. That why? Misha hutul alav, the one who was ripped off, yodo al helyona. He's the one who has the upper hand. Ketad, for example, machal oshava hei bavav. You bought something worth 5, but you paid 6. Right? It was worth 5, but you paid 6. Minis ane, who was the one who was ripped off, who got cheated? Lokeach, the buyer. Why? Because it's worth 5, he paid 6. So the buyer got ripped off. So yad lokeach al helyona. The buyer has the upper hand. Ratza, if he wants, Omer, he could say, tein li ma'osi. I want the whole deal to be over. Give me my money back. Oh, or tein li ma she'uni nasi, or give me back the ona. I want the sale. I want that item. But you ripped me off, so give me back the item. It's up to him. Machalo shave sheish b'chamesh. What if he did it the other way around? What if he sold it for 6 for 5? Now, minis ane, who's the one who got ripped off? Mocher, the seller. Why? Because it's worth 6, and the buyer only paid 5. So the seller's the one who got cheated. Therefore, Yad Moch Ahal Yona. The seller now has the upper hand. Ratza Omalo Tenli Mikhi. If he wants, he could say, give me back the item. The deal's off. Oh, or he could say, no, the deal's not off. You keep it. But Tenli Masha Anuni Sani. Give me back what you cheated from me. The dollar. What do you see from this? That Shmuel's right. How do you see Shmuel's right? From the first case. That it's a reduction of the Mekach. It's not a 6. But in money, it's a 6. Okay.
Right.
Right, then sale will be voided. Why? Because if it's over a 6, sale's voided. Right. Okay. Now we start today's daf. We just said, we need a few minutes of introduction for this. David, can I borrow the watch? Because it doesn't, so I see where we're going. We just said that that when it's a 6th, the Mishnah said that how long does it take for Onah to happen before the Onah is off? In other words, before you blew it and you cannot get the money back. What's that? When's that? That's by a 6th. Right? I have enough time to show it to the expert, to show it to my cousin. Hey, is this a fair price? And the cousin says, no, it's not a fair price. You got ripped off. You can go back to the owner and say, you ripped me off. 3 months later, you cannot do that. What about if it's worth, if the onah was less than a 6th? We said in the Mishnah that if it's less than a 6th, there's a mechila. You're mochel. Right? Why are you mochel? Because we explained that that's just the normal give and take of business. Right? It costs $1.99 and you pay $2.03. That's a mechila. Is there such a concept of having time on less than a 6th, to go to your cousin, to show him the item, to see if he got ripped off by less than a 6th? Or, is the mechila right away? If the mechila is right away, the mechila is right away. What if you do have the right to go to your cousin? What if you do? The Gemara is not going to answer the question. The Rabbi says, we hold, it's right away. But what if you could go to the expert? Then what would happen? Right? Then you could get the onah back, maybe. Maybe you can get it back. Otherwise, there's no nafkamina. The Gemara is going to say that in a minute. There's no nafkamina. The nafkamina must be that you can get the money back, even though you're overpaid by 2 cents. And that's for sure not a 6th. It's a tiny amount. Most people are mochel. You're a very particular person. You're going to go to your cousin. You're going to go to the expert. Can you get it back? That's the Gemara Shaila. Okay? The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to ask the opposite Shaila. What if it's more than a 6th? and we said that the sale is void, is there also a provision to go to your uncle, to go to your expert then? Or is it automatically void? Same question. Same question is going to be asked on number base. The same give and take is going to be. That's why the second half is easier. Because once you get through the first half, the second half is the exact same. Okay? That's the question. Got it? You're going to miss it. You're going to be. Okay. Ibai Lahu. I know, listen, I already had a coffee. It's okay. I understand. I know the temptation. What? No, it's nothing to do with that. We're nothing to do with that. We're not talking about those factors. No. Those kinds of issues were not in the Gemara. That on Fifth Avenue, you're going to pay more than you're going to pay in some back alley in some bad neighborhood. The Gemara wasn't factoring like that. The Gemara assumed there was a market price. And the price should be the same no matter where you are. There was no such thing as rent. In those days, you didn't pay rent for the store. You didn't pay electricity. You didn't pay workers. You paid workers, but there was no, all those factors didn't apply. So there's a market price. It's a market price for a box of apples. It's a market price. And you paid overpaid, you underpaid. I don't know yet. Nowadays, I don't know such a thing nowadays. You go to a Rav and say, I was in a store in Flatbush and I paid X, and is there Onah? I don't know if that applies today. Forget the ability. Is there even such a concept today? Listen, I charge whatever I want. This is America. You don't like it, go somewhere else. Right? It's a free country. I understand, but I don't know. I just don't know. Okay. Iboilahu, following Shiloh. Pachos mishtus l'rabbanon. Less than a sixth, according to the Rabbanon. And there was a whole discussion here. Why only the Rabbanon? What about Reb Tarfon? So Reb Tarfon held that the shear of a onah is a third, not a sixth. A third is bigger than a sixth. Even though the number three is smaller than the number six, a third is bigger than a sixth. So according to Reb Tarfon, you have more to rip off somebody. Which is going to be very key. The whole thing is Reb Tarfon. So, pachos mishtus l'rabbanon, less than a sixth according to the Rabbanon, is la'alter havi mechila? Is the mechila immediate? Oh, maybe, b'chtei shir l'tagar o l'krovo. Or, maybe even for your less than a sixth, you're given time to go to your cousin, to go to the expert, to show him the item, to see if it's onah. And if it is onah, then you can get the onah back. Otherwise, it's a mechila. We said it's a mechila. That's the Gemara's question. Okay? The Im Tim Tzolomar, very unusual Im Tim Tzolomar, because we haven't said it. Usually the Im Tim Tzolomar is after we've said something. Now, the Im Tim Tzolomar, and if you want to say, we're starting off with the Im Tim Tzolomar. It's unusual. Although I'm going to point that out. The Im Tim Tzolomar, if you want to say, Bichtei Shir L'Tagar O L'Krovo, that you are given that time, then my Ikka Ben Shtos L'Pachos Mishtos. What's the difference between a sixth and less than a sixth? There's no difference. If in both cases you're able to go to an expert to see if there's an onah, what's the difference? Why you make a cutoff of a sixth? The Mishnah said that onah is a sixth. Obviously, the halacha is different if it's less than a sixth. Otherwise, the Mishnah would have said onah is anything. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said onah is a sixth. Which it must be that if it's less than a sixth, there's a difference. If you're telling me now that less than a sixth, you should also go to an expert, then what's the difference? The Gemara says, don't say that. There is a difference. Ikka, there is a difference. Even if you can go to an expert by less than a sixth, what's the difference? The ilushtos, if it's a sixth, yado ala el yona. The person who's getting ripped off, it goes both directions, whether it's the buyer or the seller, he has the upper hand. Rotza chozer, if he wants, he can return it, he can retract. Ratza, and if he wants, Kone, he can keep the item, Umachzir Ona, and he returns the Ona. The Ilu Pachos Mishtos, but if it's less than a sixth, there's no options. The sale for sure stays. Kana, the sale for sure stays. Can't undo the sale. The only thing you can do is, Umachzir Ona, you can get the Ona back. That's the difference. The question we want to know is, do you even get the onah? Is there even time to get the onah back? That's our shaila. The sale, for sure stands. Why? Because less than a sixth. The only question is, are you given an opportunity to show it to an expert? Maybe I can get, what if it's a fifth? It's very close. Can I get it back? I'm not a wealthy man. You know, listen, dead to bad economic times. I got ripped off even by a little bit. I want the money back.
What's the law? Is the mechila implicit or explicit?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I believe yes. Yes. That's the question. Everyone got the question? Is the mechila immediate? Oh yeah, you're given a chance. Mai, so what's the din? Tashma. Let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. What our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that when the Tagrei Lud heard that Reb Tarfon held that the mechila, that ona only starts at a third, they were all jumping for joy. Why were they jumping for joy? Because I could rip people off up to a third, that's a huge amount, and I'm still not violating the Torah. Amazing. Right? They were all excited. Then what happened? Then they heard that Reb Tarfon said, yeah, but you could show it to an expert the whole day. So they all right away got upset. Why did they get upset? Because the assumption is, this assumption runs through the whole daf, they would rather have a less time to undo the ona, even though they're going to make less of a profit. Well, less of a rip-off, really. Right? That's the assumption. They would rather have less of a rip-off as long as there's less time. So when the Tana Kama said that you only have time to show it to an expert, so was that an hour? 2 hours? They'd rather have that, but know that once those 2 hours pass, they got the sale in, than to have it the whole day. If the whole day, guy bought something, and the Mepharshim point out, the stores were only open in the morning. The Mepharshim point that out. Only in the morning, after Shacharis was the store times. Then I don't know whether they'll learn the whole day. The store's open in the morning. So in the morning, so right, if a guy's the whole day, guy's 8 o'clock at night, they don't want that. Even though the profit's going to be much bigger. Right? And then on the head, the whole day, they're gonna have...
You can always find somebody.
You can always find somebody, exactly. But if I know it's another an hour or two, even though it's less of a rip-off, I'll rather have that. So, Chazru Dildibri Chachamim. They went back to the Chachamim. Right? In other words, the Tagrei Lud realized we'd prefer the Chachamim's world. The Chachamim's world, the Artsum calls it the Chachamim's system. The Chachamim's world is better than Reb Tarfon's world. Why? Savruha, so the Bnei Yeshiva, right? The Bnei Yeshiva thought, why? Why did they go back? Why did Tagrei Lud say we prefer the Chachamim? Why? Because the Bnei Yeshiva thought that Pachos Mishlish L'Reb Tarfon, less than a third, according to Reb Tarfon, is Kepachos Mishtus L'Rabbanon, is less than a sixth according to L'Rabbanon. In other words, the only thing they argue on is the amount of the ona. But one, either it's a sixth or a third. What about less than a sixth? What about less than a third? They don't argue on that. They don't argue on those pratim. They only argue on what the number is. Once I have the number, it's the same rules. Now, Iyamrit Bishloma. It makes sense to say that the Tagrei Lud went back to agree that the Chacham is a better world. If Pachos Mishtus L'Rabbanon, if the halacha is that if it's less than a sixth, bichtei shiyira latagar, olakrovo, if you have a chance to show it to the expert or your relative. Why? Ula Reb Tarfon, and according to Reb Tarfon, kol hayom, you have the whole day. Why? In other words, it's less than a sixth. It's less than a sixth. And I'm able, even though it's less than a sixth, the mechila is not immediate. I have a whole day. Not a whole day, I'm sorry. The mechila is not immediate. I have a chance to show it to an expert, whether or not this is a less than a sixth ripoff. I'm going to get the extra back. The sale's valid no matter what. I can't undo the sale. But at least I can get the money back. I can get the ona back. That makes sense that mishum hachi chazru. That's why they went back. Let's think that out. What does that mean? That means as follows. Originally they thought... Right? Originally they thought that less than a third is a mechila. If the Chachamim hold less than a sixth is a mechila, then less than a third is also a mechila. Right? They were very happy. Why? Because a third is much more than a sixth. I have much more chance to rip you off. And therefore, according to Reb Tarfon, if the ona was less than a third, the sale could not be undone. All they had to do was wait until the time passed. They thought the time was the same time as the Chachamim, to show it to an expert. They were jumping for joy. Then a Tarfon came along and said, I forgot to tell you, I have hold the whole day. Then they said, hey, wait a minute, it's not so good anymore. I'm so excited now. Why? Because the time to get undone, the time to undo the sale is now longer. Even though the profit is greater, but they don't hold like that. They hold...
You can't do
the time they get the refund back is much longer, it's the whole day. They don't. They, they're going to make more if they do, but they don't want to take that risk. They'd rather have money that they know. They only have an hour or 2 hours rather than the whole day. Right? Fine. Once they heard that Reb Tarfon says the Zman is the whole day, right? Then Mimela, even a Mechila, less than a third, was a chance for the whole day. Therefore, that would be a greater hefted to them, right, than if it's a sixth or less than a sixth. Even though a third is worth more than a sixth, but the loss is greater, and they don't want that. They prefer to have a smaller profit, but a smaller time which to undo that profit. Really, that ripoff. They'd rather have that. Therefore, they said they want to go back to the Chachamim. I prefer that. Right? They want to go back to the Chachamim. Ella, but, I amrit pachos mishtus l'rabbanon l'alter. But if you're telling me that according to the Rabbanon, the deal is over immediately, there's an immediate mechila, and the minute there's a ripoff less than a sixth, the minute the sale's done, that's it, it's over. If you're going to tell me that, then ulu Reb Tarfon, nami l'alter havi, and according to Reb Tarfon, a ripoff of a third, less than a third, is also immediate, right? Then amai chazru, why'd they revert? But Reb Tarfon is nichal hutzvei, it's much better. Tarfon's much better. Why? Demai de Rabbanon kamashu le'ona, because what the Rabbanon say is ona, or Reb Tarfon has a mechila. According to Reb Tarfon has a mechila. There'd be no reason in the world for them to have rejected Reb Tarfon. It's all better. You have a better ripoff, and it's immediate. What to get rid of it for? It must be that even by the Rabbanon, you have a right to show it to somebody. That's the only reason why they would have rejected Reb Tarfon. Everyone got all that? Make sense? Make sense. Right?
So the case was exactly a third.
Exactly a third or exactly a sixth?
No, the case was exactly a third.
Yeah.
Then it'd be a big difference.
Right. Well, the Gemara's...
The third is where...
Somebody's going to say the exact same svara by exactly a sixth. Because we're going to change the entire thing. Right. The whole premise is that Reb Tarfon and the Chachamim agree on the details of Ona. They just argue on the number. But they both agree that it's immediate or it's not immediate. Right? The Gemara is going to say, no, they don't agree on that either. Student side. So we brought a raya from the Tagrei Lod that even when it's less than a sixth, you have an opportunity to show it to an expert. Right, so we just brought that riot. If not for that, if you wouldn't have that opportunity, there'd be no reason for them to reject Reb Tarfon. No reason at all.
As long as it was by the buyer, the seller can't claim that, hey, you want to pay for this product.
You can. No, it goes both directions. Yeah. The Radvaz has 10 pratim to understand this Gemara. That's one of the pratim. But it goes both directions. I didn't mention, most of the 10 I've already mentioned. That people would rather prefer the money shorthand, that it's longer. All these pratim. So that was one of them. I started off by saying that. It goes both directions. For convenience sake, the Gemara picks one. Usually, I think the buyer is the one who gets ripped off. Usually that's the case. Doesn't always have to be. That's usually the case. Says the Gemara, no. Mi savarta, do you think pachos mishlish l'Reb Tarfon is kapachos mishtus l'Rabbanon dami? Do you think they're the same? Do you think that less than a third, according to Reb Tarfon, is the same halacha as less than a sixth, according to the Chachamim? Absolutely not true. Not true. Lo. Here's where it gets hard. Mishtus viad shlish. From a sixth to a third. L'Reb Tarfon. According to Reb Tarfon. Is kishtus atzma l'Rabbanon dami. Is like a sixth according to the Rabbanon. In other words, the Chachamim held a sixth is ona. Less than a sixth is mechila. Reb Tarfon holds, if it's more than a third, it's mechila. It's a ona. What about from a sixth to a third? We thought from a sixth to a third, according to Reb Tarfon, is mechila. Why? It's less than a third. Now the Gemara says, no, Reb Tarfon also has an idea from a sixth. In what way? From a sixth to a third, he holds that it's like what the Rabbanan would say by Ono by a sixth, which means it's not Mechila. What is it? The loser, the cheat, the one who's cheated, has the option. Either he can undo the sale, or he can ask for the Ono back. Now that we've said that, and we said, so now let's think that out. The only machlokas is now, between the Tarfon and the Chachamim, the only machlokas is, according to the Chachamim, if it's more than a sixth, the sale's void. It's not really void, by the way. Either party can void it. If for some reason you want to leave it at like that, you're allowed to. If you overpaid by more than a sixth, and you don't care, you don't have to care. You can leave it. But however, between a third and a sixth, according to Rav Tarfon, there's no mechila. Why is there no mechila? Because according to the Chachamim, by a sixth, there's no mechila. Why? That's ona. Right? That's ona. So from a sixth to a third, according to Rav Tarfon, there is no mechila. What is there? Ona. Meaning, you have a choice. So according to both of them, so therefore I wrote this down. Now the merchant still rejected Rav Tarfon. Right? In other words, it could be, we're saying now, there is mechila right away. There is mechila right away.
By a sixth.
And what would be the din from a sixth to a third according to Rav Tarfon? There's no mechila. Why? What? There's no mechila. Why? Because it's not less than a sixth. It's more than a sixth. It's between a sixth and a third. That's not mechila. What is that? That's ona. So now you gain nothing by holding like Rav Tarfon.
No,
you don't. You gain nothing. According to the Rabbanon,
between the sixth and the third, the sale is void.
Right.
According to Tarfon, there's a chance that the guy may not realize.
Right.
That he gets to keep the money. You have the option.
One second. Someone says that. One second.
You have to wait a whole day.
Right. Right. But if it would be a sixth.
Exactly a sixth.
According to the Rabbanon, it's you have to show it to an expert.
Right.
And according to Rav Tarfon, same thing. But the difference is Rav Tarfon has a longer time. There's no reason to pick Rav Tarfon.
There is a difference.
Yeah.
Let's say it's 25% rip off, right?
Yeah, that's what is that? That's
between a sixth and a third.
Right, between a sixth and a third.
According to Rabbanon, the sale is void.
According to Rabbanon, the sale is void. Right.
According to Tarfon, the guy has a whole day.
Right. Right. So that we have a presumption that they prefer the shorter time frame.
That doesn't make sense.
We're gonna get to that question. What if it's over the sixth? Do you have the same rules? As a matter of fact, someone's gonna ask that right now. Right? I think the Gemara is gonna ask your question right now. If the Gemara does not ask your question right now, then I don't know the answer to the question. I think that's a good question. That's a good question. So the Gemara might be asking it right now in different words. Yeah. Why not? By the way, I'll tell you what the Shita Mikubetza says. The Shita Mikubetza says that it makes much more sense to say it this way. You know why? Because we're bridging the gap between Rav Tarfon and the Chacham. The other way is they're arguing about everything. Now they're not arguing about so much. We've shortened the machlokas. That's an interesting idea.
Lily, now when you said third and tarfon, there's no difference between a sixth and a third and exactly a third.
Right.
No,
right. That could also be true. I still said, someone's going to mention that exactly a sixth, that there'll be a difference now. But now we're changing Rav Tarfon, and we're not going to change this back. We're going to stick to this. So if Tarfon holds from a sixth to a third, it's not mechila. There's no mechila. What is it? It's ona. So if it's ona, I have longer time to show it to the expert. That we don't want that. The merchant don't want that.
More than a third is void.
Voidable, meaning it can be voided.
More than a third for sure is void.
It's for sure, but we're gonna see the halacha is not for sure. What if you don't mind? It's for sure. The Torah is gonna cancel the sale even if you don't care. No, if you care, it's void. How long of a time frame do you have? That's the next question in the Gemara. That's the next Ibaya. Because if it's more than a third, if it's between a sixth and a third, then the person who's getting cheated can keep the sale. He can let the sale go.
Yeah.
And he can get the owner back.
Or
Or he can cancel the sale. More than a third, you can't keep the sale. If it's more than a third, you can't keep the sale. You can keep the sale, or you can void the sale. You can't keep the sale but get the owner back. There's no option for that. Okay? So far, so good? Putting aside Seth's question, everyone understand? Okay. Ihachi, if that's true, if what's true, that the Chachamim and Reb Tarfon are only arguing in a case of really more than a third, between a sixth and a third, there really isn't that much of a machlokas.
Oh, there is.
What? According to Rabbanan, it's voidable, and according to Reb Tarfon, it depends on the guy who's cheated.
Right.
The Gemara assumes it's not really a difference. Because either way, the one who's cheated has the opportunity to make himself whole. What's the machlokes? More than a sixth. I'm sorry. They're arguing more than a sixth. I'm sorry. They're arguing more than a sixth. That's the whole machlokes now. They're arguing, what's the halacha if it's more than a sixth, less than a third? If that's true, then b'may samchu me'ikara. What were they so excited about originally? They all knew this. They all know there's a very small machlokas now between the two of them. What were they so excited about? Right? Why? Tifshot, it must be, what were they excited about? They were excited about the following. The bitl mekach, what if it's more than a sixth? What if it's more than a sixth? Right? Which we said, the sale's void. Bitl mekach, the sale's no good. Lirabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, how much time do you have to void that sale? It must be la'olam chozer, forever. It must be forever. You can always void that sale. Come back 20 years later, you know, you charge him more than a sixth. The sale is no statute of limitations. Forever. It must be. And why? Kibun da amalahu Reb Tarfon. Since Reb Tarfon said that from a sixth to a third has the din of onah. From a sixth to a third has a din of onah, havi onah, samchu. They were very happy. Why?
Because
there's immediate mechila. No, not there's immediate mechila. What? No, because according to Reb Tarfon, you only have one day. According to the Chachamim.
No, there's a time to show an expert.
What? I'm sorry. According to the Chachamim. You only have the time it takes. No, according to Reb Tarfon, you have the one day. According to the Chacham, you have forever.
No, they did know.
I'm reading from here. Kivan to Amal who Reb Tarfon. Happy Ona, since Reb Tarfon held from a sixth to a third,
right,
had the din of Ona, not the sales void.
Correct.
It's only Ona. Therefore, what? Samchu. They were happy. Why? Because according to Reb Tarfon, you can get the money back. The onoa part has to be returned, or the whole thing has to be undone, right? But according to the Chachamim, in this case, from a sixth to a third, the sale's over forever. According to Reb Tarfon, now everyone look at it. Either you only have a day; the maximum is a day. But according to the Chachamim, it goes on forever. So nobody wanted the Chachamim. They much prefer Reb Tarfon. That makes sense.
Right.
They'd much prefer Reb Tarfon. You lost?
Not at all.
Good. So it must be that if it was more than a sixth, according to the Chachamim, the sale could be voided forever. According to Reb Tarfon, first they thought a few hours also. Then they heard one day. Either way, it's better. Either way, they're going to revert in a minute. But whatever they thought, they'd prefer to have Reb Tarfon, because Reb Tarfon for sure was not forever. Right? Reb Tarfon for sure was not forever. Anything shorter than forever. Right? However, not so fast. Right. But ki amalahu kol hayom. How do you read that? Samchu, they were happy. Samchu, they were happy. One second. Ki amalahu Reb Tarfon. Haviona, samchu, they were happy. Right? Ki amalahu kol hayom. But when he told them the whole day, Chozer, then they retracted. Why? Why? What minute? What? I'll tell you why. Because according to the Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, if they don't claim the onah during the time of showing it to an expert, if they don't demand during that time, then the onah is off the table.
More than six?
What?
No, that was down the time frame. He's now switching there. The difference is Rabbanim is they went to switch Rabbanim because Rabbanim said you got all day, and they didn't care between immediately and one day. They cared about
onah. If you're looking between the six and the third.
Yeah.
According to Rabbanim, the sale should be voided at any time forever.
Exactly.
They didn't want to retire from them, even if it's a whole day.
Right.
Right? But if you're in the 1/6 to 1/3 window,
by the way, the Gemara is going to flesh it out. The Eitzal Kedaitach. Because if you think that the Bitul Mekach the Rabbanon, that according to the Rabbanon, if it's more than a sixth, Bichdei Shir L'Tagar Ol L'Krovo, more than a sixth, you can show it to a relative, then B'may Samchu. Why were they happy originally with Rav Tarfon? Why? Because originally, originally the Rav Tarfon's ruling was that the machlokas is between a sixth and a third, right? Then, and according to the Chachamim, the Mekach is bittel forever. And according to the Rav Tarfon, that's only onah. It's not a bittel, it's only onah. And therefore, there could be a retraction, right? Only until the time it takes to go to a tagar, if that's the mechila, the lo harvicha tagum klum b'divrei Rav Tarfon. Yeah, I don't know. I'm at a loss now. Does anyone understand this? I thought I did last night also. It's been 2 hours on this last night.
Oh, here, there's no aid in the article.
Yeah, what does he say then?
In case of overcharging by more than a sixth of the third, talking about the buyer had the upper hand. Only the buyer.
Why?
And could either demand a rebate of the overcharge or for the sale, whereas the rabbis ruled that either party could quit. Yeah. Also, put the sellers at a disadvantage because if they were the ones getting ripped off, they couldn't.
That's why they rejoice.
So the sellers are at a disadvantage. One second. We started off by saying that it must, if Rav Tarfon's correct, that from a sixth to a third is the dinim of onah, why were they happy to begin with? Why were they? That's how we started off this question. Ihachi, we said the Gemara. Ihachi. If Rav Tarfon holds from a sixth to a third is onah, not mechila, it's onah, what are they so excited about? The Rabbanon's world is much better. Why? It's a shorter time frame. What were they happy about? What? No, I'm sorry. If we say that according to Rav Tarfon, from a sixth to a third is onah, that's much better for them. Why? Because according to the Chachamim, the sale's void. According to them, they have a chance. But then when they heard that it goes the whole day, they were all upset. Right? No, the Gemara doesn't ask that question. The Gemara asks, but my samchu meikara, what were they happy about in the beginning? It must be, what were they happy about? What were they happy about, the Gemara says? They were happy because it must be that the Chacham, if it's more than a sixth, the Chachamim held that you can go the whole forever. That must be the case. The Chacham holds you can go forever.
No, the exact sixth? No, that's what
you had in a short time. We said, Tifshot, the Bittul Mekach L'Rabbanon, L'Olam Chozer. That must be what they were happy about. More than a sixth. It must be they were happy about that. Why? The Kibun the Amalhu Rav Tarfon. Havi Onah. Since Rav Tarfon said, that's Onah. Right? Samchu, they were happy. Why? Because Onah never lasts forever. Right? So they were happy, because it doesn't last forever. It must be that according to the Rabbanon, if it's more than a sixth, it does last forever. So they were very happy. But then when they heard, but then Rav Tarfon said, no, I hold the whole day. Now Chazru. Now they went back. What does that mean? Why did they go back?
Because of the case of the exact sixth.
Yeah?
They would rather have the exact sixth case being a shorter time, I don't know.
The Gemara is going to answer that question. Now, the Esau Kedaitach, Bittul Mekach Derabbanan. If you hold that by Bittul Mekach, according to more than a sixth, you have only the time it takes to show to an expert, but they share Latago Lakrovo, but my Samchu. Why were they happy? Why? Why weren't they happy? Why weren't they happy?
What? In the first case?
No. If you say more than a sixth, the amount of time to show to an expert, you only have an hour to show to an expert,
right.
Then why were they happy? The Gemara asked that question.
Bring this short.
What?
Because no, more than a sixth.
More than a sixth. More than a sixth.
More than a sixth, the time frame was short.
Right.
Exactly a sixth, which is what they were doing.
That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is talking about exactly a sixth. And the difference between the two, that's the Gemara's answer. But not up to the answer, still to the question. But my Samchu. The Gemara, my Samchu.
I gotta break it up.
Yeah.
You have exactly.
Yeah,
have
we're running
sixth,
out of time.
You have sixth to a third.
Yeah.
And then you have. Then the flip side, you have.
More than a sixth, talking about now.
Right, so more than a sixth, they're better off on their retirement system.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
So I'll read you what he says in here in Hebrew. B'tchila b'haras Reb Tarfon. Originally, harei machlokosim he rak b'shir shebein shtus l'shlish. The machlokas was we have sixth and a third. Ubein l'das chachamim that's called the Bittul Mekach.
Right.
Ubein u'shnehem yachol lachzar and either one can void it.
Right.
Ubein l'das Reb Tarfon or according to Reb Tarfon shezeh ona that's called ona v'rak hamas ana yachol lachzar only the one who's cheated can undo it. Only the time it takes to show to an expert. And then there's a mechila. They don't gain a thing. Why? We're saying it forever. Yeah. I don't understand it. I don't know. Last night I knew it. Before, at 12 o'clock at night I knew it.
You'll find somebody by the Rabbanan system. That's why they rather have Reb Tarfon. When he found out that the time frame was shortened.
What? So 1 second. So the Gemara, whatever the question is, I don't know. We have to spend time. The Gemara answers. No, Samchu b'shtutz atma. They were happy with exactly a sixth. Why? Because according to Reb Tarfon, it's considered less than a sixth. And there's a mechila right away. The Reb Tarfon, mechila, right away. Ula Rabbanon, oh no. And according to the Rabbanon, that was oh no. So that's why they preferred Reb Tarfon. Okay? It's the best I could do. Now, we have 3 minutes to do the entire question now in the reverse. I really didn't think it would take that long to do this. Ibailahu, next question. Bittul mekach l'rabbanon l'olam chozer? What if it's more than a sixth? According to the Rabbanon. Do you have forever to show it to an expert? O dilma b'chtei shiur l'tago o l'krovo. Only the time it takes to show it to an expert. You don't have forever. That's the question. Im tim t'lomar b'chtei shiur l'tago o l'krovo. If you only have the time it takes to show it to an expert, then my ikabein shtus l'yeser shtus. Then what's the difference between a sixth and more than a sixth? Same exact logic we had before. What's the difference? The difference is, Ika, there's a big difference. Dilu shtos, mishas, ane chozer. The one who gets cheated can undo it. V'ilu yeser al shtos. But if it's more than a sixth, shneim chozer. They could both undo it. So my, what's the halacha? Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from where? From the Tagrei Lod. Same thing. Chazru, l'divri chachamim. The Tagrei Lod reverted to the chachamim. Iyam et pishlom bitl mekach rabbanon b'chtei shil taga olakrovo. If you're going to tell me that if it's more than a sixth, the time it takes is to go to an expert. Ula Reb Tarfon kol hayom, and according to Reb Tarfon, it's the whole day. Mishum achi chazru. That's why they retracted. Reb Tarfon's world is much worse. Eli aron bittul megach l'rabbanon l'olam chozer. But if you're telling me that according to the Rabbanon they can go on forever, am I chazru kedir Reb Tarfon? Why'd they retract? Nichalu tfei. It's much better. Kisha mashvi leona kol hayom. Vesulo batal. Vesulo. Right? It's much better. Says the Gemara, Bittul Mekach lo shchiach. Such a huge rip-off is lo shchiach. So therefore what? The huge machlok is what this means. Therefore, they'll play the odds.
Exactly.
It's much better to have a shorter rip-off, a smaller rip-off, than a bigger rip-off. You're making more money? Yeah, it's never going to happen. There's no way the guy's not going to figure it out. That you paid that for that? You crazy? There's no way that's going to last. So they know that, they're not foolish. So you rip up a little bit, you can get away with it. A crazy thing, you're never going to get away with it. Okay? Right, exactly. Exactly. Okay, let's try to finish up. Now, for now, it's easy. Now it'll take 1 minute to do this. Amar Rava, Hilchas of the Halacha is Pachos Mishtos. If it's less than a sixth, Nikne Mekach, the sale's valid. Yeser Al Shtus, more than a sixth, Bekel Mekach, the sale's void. Shtus, if it's a sixth, Kodu Machzer, either you can keep the sale going and you return the Ona, Machzer Ona, Vizeh Vizeh, and both of these cases, Kadeshiyiru Lutagar Ola Krovov, to show it to an expert. What about less than a sixth? The Gemara doesn't say, which is why there's no answer to that one. Tanya, it's Kavatei D'Rafa. We have a Brisa that said the same thing. Ona, by Ona, Pachos Mishtos, less than a sixth, Nikne, the sale's valid. Mekach Yeser Al Shtos, if it's more than a, Mekach Yeser Al Shtos, Bittel, Mekach, the sale's void. Shtos, if it's a sixth, Konu Machzer Ona, the Ona works, Divir Rav Nosson, that's Rav Nosson. Ruhuda Nasi Omer, no, not so fast. Yad Mocher Al Hol Yona. Whoever, he calls him the mocher, whoever lost is on top. Zrata, omalo, if you want, it could say, tenli michi. Now, I want to keep the sale. I want to give it back. Oh, tenli masha na anusi. Or give me back the ono. Right? Either it's up to the one who got cheated has the option. He can get the item back, or let's say it's a buyer. He can get the item, he can keep the item. It's the last one left. I want it. All right, give me back the ono. Or, vizeh vizeh, but please she'll talk about the krovov. And in both of those cases, again, you have the time it takes to show it to an expert. All right. Yeah, interesting. I know, interesting. All right, everyone have a good day.